USA Radio News.
New York lawmakers passed a bill banning guns in places like Times Square, the subway system, and dozens of other public places in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent concealed carry decision. Moments after the bill passed, Governor Kathy Hochul signed it into law. The suspected driver of a tractor trailer packed with dozens of migrants who died this week was unaware that the trailer's air conditioning had failed, according to court documents. The 45-year-old driver appeared in federal court in San Antonio, being charged with one count of alien smuggling resulted in death. He, along with three other men, have been charged in connection with the incident. If convicted, all men face up to life in prison or the death penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A bond has been set for an accused cop killer.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
TikTok is working on a deal with the Biden administration that would, quote, fully safeguard the app in the U.S. and put an end to fears about the Chinese government's access to Americans' data. TikTok's chief executive wrote in a letter sent to 9 Republican senators that the company is nearing a final agreement with the U.S. government to ensure its data sharing practices do not raise national security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Philadelphia Flyers hockey player Ivan Fedotev has been arrested by Russian police and accused of evading military service. Fedotev led the Russian Olympic Committee to a silver medal at the 2022 Beijing Olympics, but signed with the Flyers in May, terminating his contract with Moscow's CSKA Hockey Club. Because the team is owned by the government, players are technically considered military personnel. He could spend up to 2 years in prison if convicted for the violation. A large comet is coming our way.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to the Earth this month. Scientists have known about Comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As Californians are contending with the highest gas prices in the nation, now they will have to pay another 3 cents per gallon due to the state's annual gas tax increase. The increase comes just in time for the July 4th weekend, which AAA said will be the third busiest Independence Day on record for Southern California. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.